Release your burden this evening, and we are looking away unto you. Thank you for what you have spoken so far, for all the strengthening. Continue to speak to us, Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, do we love the Lord from our whole heart, from our soul and all our mind, all our strengths? Are we happily waiting for the Lord's return? Really so? Or would we prefer that he stays away for a while? I'm sure the Lord wants to prepare us as his bride. Do we believe that the Lord wants to finish the good work he has begun with us, as the title verse says of this conference? As you have seen this morning, that Paul was a person who followed the Lord with all his strength. Christ, to him to live was Christ, and he's an example for us. I would say that there are few who have such a life as he had, but we also pursue as he was pursuing. He wanted to apprehend more of Christ. He felt he had not yet apprehended him fully. We also want to pursue after him and gain the crown of victory together.
Ja, muss der Herr auch manchmal bei uns ein bisschen den Finger auf etwas zeigen, ne?
But sometimes the Lord has to show us where there is something wrong with us, with our walk. Paul in Philippians 3:17, he says, be imitators of me.
Welche so wandeln wir uns zum Vorbild habt.
And note those who so walk as you have us as a pattern. Hebrews chapter 3, verse
7.
Oh no, it is 17 rather.
Hebräer Kapitel 13, Vers 7. Jetzt haben wir's.
No, still wrong. Hebrews 13.
Hebräer, Kapitel 13, Vers 7.
Verse 7.
Denkt an die, die euch führen, die euch das Wort Gottes gesagt haben.
Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose face follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. We have heard that we should imitate their faith. We should also have a walk that serves as a pattern to others. And there are certainly some brothers whom we can take as a pattern. Peter, he says that as the Holy One who has called you, you also have to be sanctified in your walk. Or Ephesians said, walk in love. Walk in light, Ephesians 5. Most of the verses I just quote, you find them in the outline.
Jesus, ja, oder in Philippa haben wir ja auch schon gelesen. Philippa 1, Vers 27.
Philippians 1:27.
Philippa 1, Vers 27. Damit
only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind. Our walk is important.
ja, soll ja auch scheinen, ne? Da heißt es in Philipper 2,
Philippians 2:15.
Damit ihr lauter werdet, Kinder Gottes, makellos, mitten unter einem verdorbenen und verkehrten Geschlecht.
Well, we should become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. So our faith, which we might confess to others, needs to be confirmed by our conduct. When I came to the church about 40 years ago, I was impressed by the conduct of the saints, and I hope we did not lose anything of the love to with one and the conduct among ourselves. We want to continue gaining the Lord and let the Lord's love flow among us.
Aber Paulus sagt hier dann in Philipper 3 doch sehr harte Worte, ne?
In Philippians 2, Paul speaks some harsh words.
Sie sind Feinde des Kreuzes Christi.
That many who walk, they are even enemies of the cross of Christ.
Ich hoffe nicht.
I tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. We should not be enemies of the cross of Christ. Enemies of the cross of Christ. If we don't experience the Lord's cross, then there's no way to go on. And the Lord cannot perfect us. We need to be aware that the cross is of great, of uttermost importance. It is kind of a medicine for us. It can heal us. And we need the cross for ourselves. In the outline, I have listed a few points that show what the cross is helpful for. Against the flesh, towards the world, the soul life. And we have to realize that there is a strength. And there is power in the cross. 1 Corinthians 1:18.
Denn das Wort vom Kreuz ist eine Torheit denen, die verloren gehen. Vielleicht auch für die dann selbst, die nicht weiter vorangehen wollen.
The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. It is the power of God.
Wenn wir es erfahren, das vermittelt wirklich eine Kraft.
When we experience the cross, it transmits a spiritual power to us and strengthens our spiritual life.
Herr Jesus, ja. Und der Herr schätzt es sehr, wenn wir das Kreuz erfahren.
The Lord, He loves when we experience the cross. In Matthew 7, we hear about some who have been working a lot for the Lord. And in chapter 7, 21, we read, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Oh, well, of course, it is good to call on the Lord. And it's good to go on with the Lord. Of course, we call on the Lord, touch Him, but just to call on Him without any effect on our conduct and our character, and on our life that we have the intention to do the Lord's will, then the Father does not approve us. Many on that day, they will say, Lord, didn't we do so many works of might and driven out demons, but the Lord does not recognize them. That is so hard. If the Lord has to say so when he comes back, we want to gain the Lord. We do not want to do so many things independently of the Lord, but we want to allow the Lord to come into our life. You young people, do you want to let the Lord into your life and pursue him?
Das Kreuz, zum Beispiel gegen das Fleisch in Galater
5, the cross is against the flesh, Galatians 5:24.
Die Christi Jesus sind, haben das Fleisch gekreuzigt, samt den Leidenschaften und Begierden. Hier in Galater 5 wird viel das Fleisch mal ein bisschen aufgeführt, dargestellt.
Those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And the cross terminates strife, jealousy, so many negative things of the self, division, sects, all this comes out of the flesh. And against such things, we need the cross.
Christi Jesus und heißt es in Vers 24, haben das Fleisch gekreuzigt samt den Leidenschaften und Begierden.
And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. We need the cross to gain the Lord in so many aspects. Otherwise, the old man is expressed. Sometimes it may seem difficult in our families where we have our habits, living our own way of life. And there also we should allow the Lord in. These are the very gross things, but there are more subtle aspects. In Galatians 6:12, for example, we read, as many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these would compel you to be circumcised, only that you may not suffer persecution. Sometimes we want to make a good impression before others. We want to make a good showing, but this is also the flesh. It's not the spirit. We want to put ourselves in the front, and this is also of the flesh. We have to be careful. You may have been in the church life for many years and have been serving, and still there is the danger that the flesh creeps in. So we need to experience the cross. We need to let the Lord speak to us, listen also to the brothers and sisters' correction. It's good when they correct us, admonish us, when we have wandered a bit off the way. And then it's good to have the brothers and sisters in the body.
Ja, und dann gibt's auch die Welt, ne? Das haben wir ja auch schon letztes
And
Mal
there is also the world.
Die Welt möchte uns so viel sehr ablenken vom Herrn.
The world would like to distract us from the Lord.
Uns auch ziehen. Das
the world wants
System.
To attract us because there is a whole system behind the world. It's the enemy's system, and the enemy just wants to pull us away from the Lord. He wants to cool down our hearts, make them lukewarm, bit by bit, drawing us away from the Lord. So we have to be careful on our guard. Paul in Galatians 6:14, he says, God forbid that I should boast, except or not to make a showing in the flesh, but he boasts except in nothing except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. The cross is so important for us to be perfected. Sometimes we may go through sufferings, difficulties, and these difficulties, they are also to help us to gain the Lord, to accept the cross, and not to be enemies of the cross. If we are enemies of the cross, the Lord cannot move on with his church.
Ja, vielleicht kennen wir den Vers in Jakobus 4, Vers 4.
Let us read a verse from James, chapter 4, verse 4.
Sogar auch stark, ihr Ehebrecherinnen, wisst ihr nicht, dass die Freundschaft der Welt Feindschaft gegen Gott ist?
Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. What is more important for us, the world or the church? What we are focused on, the things of the world or the church, or is it just our job, our work, our family, our hobby? What is more important? What do we use to structure our daily schedule? When we make a plan for the next week, what are the important points? Is it the things that preoccupy us so much? Sure, we have to go to work, but do we have room left for the meetings, for the prayer meeting, for the home meeting? Did you mark that hour in red so you spare it? Or do you think other concerns are more important? At the beginning in my church life, I just wandered along with the others, but then as time went by, I exercised and I learned to take the meeting serious. And the word also tells us not to miss the meetings, because it is a help for us to be focused on the Lord, to look to him and to keep focused on the center of our life. Well, we are living in a period of time where so many things are being shaken. The enemy is fighting hard. And so we have to consider what is important to us. Do we want to be there when the Lord comes back? I think it won't be long before he returns. We can see certain signs. We see how the enemy is battling. So what is important to us? The meetings should be important to us. The Lord needs us. The Lord wants to gain our heart. So we should set our priorities according to the Lord's interest. That would be good. Of course, it all depends on our free will. But we are encouraged, tuned. We can see the Lord again. We are saved out of so many things during the meetings. Very often we are burdened and troubled by many things from our work, jobs. So many things can preoccupy, fill us to the extent that we are almost spiritual dead, and then we are refreshed again. And then also in between the meetings, every fellowship is good. During the COVID, we had the possibility to attend online, which made things easier, but being together physically is much better. The spirit flows in a stronger way when we meet physically, and we need to be refreshed by the spirit. We should not neglect it. Oh, what is important to us? 1 John chapter 2.
Herr Jesus. Vers 15 heißt es, liebt nicht die Welt, noch die Dinge.
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever.
Die nichtige Ehre des Lebens, ist die uns wichtig?
In der Welt are we die nichtige Ehre des Lebens? Jeder for all the vanity of this world? Everyone tries to get some vain glory for himself, to move up the career ladder. Is that our goal?
Oder wollen wir wirklich für die Sache des Herrn sein?
Or are we for the Lord's purpose?
Jesus, wir müssen wissen, wer dahinter steckt.
We need to know who is behind this system.
Herr Jesus, und ich wollte früher auch viel die Welt verbessern.
I used to have the intention to improve the world when I was young, and during my life so far, and especially since I've been in the church life, I've realized that you cannot improve the world. Why? Because there is the fallen man, and the enemy has access to the flesh, even to our flesh. So let's exercise to keep the enemy out by applying the cross.
Und dann geht's eben noch als dritter Punkt. Ja, und vielleicht noch diese eine Sache. Natürlich, das Wort sagt auch, es ist uns alles erlaubt, ne?
Of course, the word tells us that everything, we are free to,
das heißt nicht,
to do everything,
mehr, was weiß ich, das Handy which of course, nicht mehr Fußball spielen sollen.
It doesn't mean that we are not allowed to play soccer or to use the mobile phone. Some exercise is not bad, although the spiritual exercise is of more worth. But
heute Morgen gehört, ist vielleicht nicht ganz so ungefährlich. Wir sollen uns, sagt das Wort zum Beispiel auch in 1. Korinther 6.
As the word tells us in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12, everything is allowed to me, but not everything is useful, and I do not want anything to have dominion over me. Can we say so about everything, the things we love so much, except the Lord, that nothing has dominion on us? We are to rule over all those things, and we need the Lord's life to be able to rule over those things. When I check something on the internet, can I just easily stop? The Lord might call and tell me, you are quite dead, you have spent your day without fellowship with me. And I have the impression, well, I'd better read the word, come to the Lord. But can you easily get rid or are you stuck there? Are there things that have dominion over you? It's good to take the Lord's cross, turn to the Lord, to the Spirit, and say to the Lord, I want to pursue after you. I put these things to death and I apply the cross. Do not let anything have dominion over you. Our own soul. In his word, repeatedly, the Lord tells us something, like in Mark 7.
Vers 34, und rief das Volk samt seinen Jüngern zu sich und sprach zu ihnen, will mir jemand nachfolgen, der verleugne sich selbst und nehme sein Kreuz auf und folge mir.
If anyone wants to follow him,
der wird es verlieren. Wer aber sein Seelenleben verliert um meinetwillen, des Evangeliums
will, has to lose the soul life. If he wants to gain the soul life, he shall lose it. Our soul life, of course, is very much related to the world.
Unsere Seele ist eben schon, ja, für uns manchmal auch sehr wertvoll.
Our soul, hold it in very high esteem, the things we love, the things we like to do. But the Lord tells us that he who wants to follow me, let him take up his cross. The Lord wants to use us for his, to serve him, and for his body. And our soul quite often is opposed to this.
Um des Evangeliums willen, der wird es, ja, der wird es verlieren, wenn wir das, wenn wir das Kreuz, wenn wir nicht das Kreuz auf uns nehmen. Ne?
We will lose our soul life if we do not put it to death. We have to take up our cross daily. It's a daily battle to come to the Lord. Even to, for those who have been living with the Lord for a long period of time and they have exercised, and there is still one critical point, this our own glory. The Lord told the Pharisees, how can you believe if you receive glory from others? Our own glory, to put it to death, we need the cross, that we are not so easily to be offended. Being offended hinders, frustrates building up. How can I freely fellowship with a brother when I feel offended?
If
there is something, an offense, the spirit cannot flow freely and I cannot be built up with the brother or sister. So I need the cross.
Herr Jesus, in Hebräer 12, Vers 15, vielleicht so ein Punkt.
Hebrews 12, 15.
Seht sorgfältig darauf, dass nicht jemand von Gottes Gnade abfällt. Sowas kann es sogar dazu bringen, von Gottes Gnade abzufallen.
We have to carefully look that nobody falls off the grace of God.
Das kann sogar das Gemeindeleben beflecken.
And that a bitter root grows up, springs up, and many are defiled. That could even defile the church. Our own ego wants to be so big sometimes, and so we need the cross. I do not want to feel offended and keep the offense. I want to put to death everything, my feeling of being offended. I would rather gain the Lord and apply the cross.
Ja, es ist, es kann auch, der Gemeinde schaden. Ja, hier,
It can be a damage for the church, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled, so we have to watch out.
In
Matthew 22-25, we find several parables.
Da heißt es zum Beispiel Matthäus 24.
And in Matthew 24, as an example,
ja, auf Vers 45, da spricht der Herr, wer ist denn der treue und gute Sklave, den der Herr über sein Volk gesetzt hat, ihnen zur rechten Zeit die Speise zu geben.
The Lord speaks about the faithful servant who is his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season. It's good to share in the meetings with what we have experienced from the Lord, to prepare some food for the saints. But if there is a bitter root growing, there won't be any food to supply to the other saints. We will be hindered from enjoying the Lord, and we won't have anything to bring to the meetings. And then it may happen as described in the following verses. If that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards, to beat and drink. Beating, I don't think that is physical violence. No, it is probably beating with words, speaking negative behind people's backs, probably. Philippians 2, do all things without complaining and disputing. I'm discontent, complaining. This shows that there's something wrong with my soul. I don't enjoy the Lord. It's good to enjoy the Lord and to be filled with His Spirit.
Wir müssen aufpassen, nicht negativ gegen Geschwister.
Let's be careful not to speak any negative word against others or the brothers, undermine any authority. David is a good example to me. He was a man according to God's heart, the word says. He already had been anointed to be king. But Saul was also around, and he could have said, well, from now on, I am the king and no longer Saul. He could have attacked Saul, having the Lord's authority. And Saul had done much evil to David. David had been his servant, and a few times he tried to kill him, and David had to avoid him, had to avoid the spear, but David had learned to suffer for the Lord's sake. He looked to the Lord, he looked to God, and then on one occasion, David, with his fellow, his men, and Saul was after him, seeking him, and Saul, he came very close to him, and David had the opportunity. Two times he had a good opportunity to kill Saul. But he rather said, I do not want to sin against the Lord's anointed. David put everything into God's hands. To him it was clear, God has anointed him and God will take care of the problem.
Wir sollen nicht in, weil wir unzufrieden sind, manchen kann sein, ja.
It's not because we are dissatisfied. Certain things may not be ideal, but we can bring it to the Lord and pray. Stand with the Lord in a positive way so that certain things that are still a lack can be corrected. So I think we need David's attitude in this respect. And we should also be men according to God's heart. The Lord wants to gain our heart.
In 1 Corinthians,
in 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, 17,
wenn jemand den Tempel Gottes verdirbt, den wird Gott verderben. Denn der Tempel Gottes ist heilig, der seid ihr. Wir müssen Furcht haben.
If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. So we should have fear to damage in any way the temple of God. Who am I to believe everything should go according to my wishes? We have the brothers and sisters to balance us. Together we want to gain the Lord. The Lord wants to come into our being, and we also need the Spirit so much. The Spirit is so important. With the Spirit, we can kill the deeds of the flesh, everything that causes so much trouble. And as we've heard, we want to buy oil. We want to be wise virgins.
Nicht, dass der Herr sagt, ich kenne euch nicht.
And not that the Lord has to tell us, I don't know you. That means the Lord would like to recognize his own nature in us when he returns. He wants us to gain his own nature. And Galatians 5 shows his nature. Love, joy, humility. We are not humble. We might feign to be humble, but we are still kind of proud. The Lord was humble, and we need the Lord. Long-suffering. Be long-suffering with brothers and sisters. But not with the enemy. Not towards the enemy.
Nicht gegen uns, nachsichtig, gegen die
not long suffering with us, but with brothers and sisters. Not long suffering with our flesh or our soul. Yes, Lord, we want to go on and not be enemies of the cross of Christ. And we do not want to pursue the earthly things like Esau, who sold his birthright for a meal. Jacob, he also had the flesh. He was a fallen person, but God had a way. He went through many difficult situations, and finally he became useful to God. And even the people of Israel is named after him. In the same way, the Spirit would like to work in us. We want to gain oil and be wise virgins.
And
by our walk, which needs to be cleansed. Of course, we can take the Lord's blood each time we sinned. Blessed are those who wash their garments and they have the right to go to the tree of life. and we want to gain the wedding garment.
Gleichnis auch in Matthäus 22, ne? Der Herr lädt zum Hochzeitsfest ein.
We know the parable in Matthew 22. And those who were invited first, they refused to come. And then the Lord sends out on the streets. And, well, that's the type of us, the nations. And then the Lord found one who was sitting there without a wedding garment. He had come in his old garment, in his old man. He was there in the wedding feast, and he was sent out into the outer darkness. He missed the reward. He had to spend 1,000 years in the outward darkness. In Revelation 19, the bride is clothed in the fine linen, which are the righteous deeds of the saints.
Und auch gleich danach, wenn der Herr dann mit seinen Heiligen
and after that, when the Lord comes with his saints for the last battle, those saints, they follow the Lord on white horses clothed in white linen. That's Revelation chapter 19:14. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. We need this fine linen to do everything with the Lord, not do our own works, but the works prepared by the Lord. It's good to reach out for the Lord in everything.
Vielleicht doch, da gab es in Sardes, ne? Offenbarung 3.
In Revelation 3, in the church of Sardis,
einige wenige, heißt es in Vers 4, aber du hast einige wenige Namen in Sardis, die ihre Kleider nicht befleckt haben. Und sie
there were a few names who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments.
Also, dem Herrn geht's auch so sehr um dieses Hochzeitskleid, ne?
The Lord is also very much interested in the wedding garment. Our conduct, our daily walk is so important. Our citizenship is in the heavens. We read this verse in Philippians 3. We are heavenly citizens. We acquired a new nationality. Do you realize this, brothers and sisters?
Eine himmlische Nationalität.
We have a heavenly nationality. We are citizens together with the saints.
Ja. Warum kämpfen wir da noch hier für so viele Dinge?
Why are we still fighting so much for so many things, for Germany, the German Reich, or whatever? We are heavenly citizens. We should fight for the kingdom of the heavens and pray so much. The Lord needs so much fighting in prayer for the heavenly kingdom. For the Father's will to be done, for his kingdom to come, that is a battle we have to fight in prayer. And all those who have been baptized in Christ have put on Christ. And there is no more Greek or Jew, no slave or free, but we are all one in Christ.
Also, jeder, der hat auch aus allen Nationen gerufen, ne?
The Lord has called human beings out of all nations. He has shed his blood to save human beings from every nation and language. That is the testimony to be able to be one despite different cultures, different nationalities, different backgrounds. To be one in the Lord, what a testimony, what a shame for the enemy.
Es ist ganz gefährlich, irgendwelche nationalistisches Gedankengut zu haben.
very dangerous to hold any nationalistic thoughts.
Und wir wissen, wer da zum Ausdruck kam.
We know who is being expressed by this. It was certainly not God, but the self and Satan.
In neuerer Zeit sehen wir es wieder, ne?
And again, in more recent time,
Jesus,
we can see the same phenomenon.
Dieses Gesicht, ja, dieses, des Feindes, was für,
the enemy's ugly face.
Herr Jesus, ja, aber wir sind, wir strecken uns aus nach den himmlischen Dingen, ne?
But we reach out for the heavenly things.
Auch. Da heißt es dann weiter in Philippa. Herr Jesus, denn unsere Bürgerschaft ist in den Himmel, von wo wir auch sehen.
Our citizenship is in the heavens.
Junge Leute, erwartet ihr den Herrn sehnlich? Ich glaube, je mehr wir sehen, ja, wie, was so,
and we are waiting for the Lord eagerly. The more we see what is going on in the world, and when we see the hatred that rises up from so many things and people in the internet, when we see what happens, don't we have a desire for the Lord to come and to set up his kingdom? Do we have this earnest desire that our Savior returns? When we look at all these things in the world, we cannot but eagerly await his coming. The Lord wants to come and he wants to harvest. He wants to see whether we are mature to reap that person.
Ich möchte zu den Versen in Markus kommen, die wir auch gelesen haben. Herr Jesus. Vers 32.
Mark.
Also von jenem Tag oder der Stunde weiß niemand, auch nicht die Engel im Himmel, auch nicht der Sohn, sondern allein der Vater. Also hier sagt der Herr klar,
that no one knows the
Tag, die Stunde nicht wissen.
A day and the hour. Oh, nobody knows, only the, not even the Son, but the Father. So we do not need to try to figure out at what date the Lord will come back, but we can have a notion that it can't be long. We don't know the exact date, but we can realize that it can't be long anymore. I think we have this sense, many of us at least.
Seid wachsam, denn ihr wisst nicht, wann die Zeit ist.
So watch, because you don't know the time.
Wer ist dieser Mensch, der fortreist und sein Haus verließ?
It is like a man who left his house. Who is that man?
In seiner Auffahrt ist in die Himmel gegangen.
It is the Lord.
Wer ist sein Haus?
He has left his house.
Die Gemeinde.
His house is the church.
In Hebräer, Hebräer 3. Vers 6 heißt das. Christus aber ist treu als Sohn über sein Haus. Und dann heißt es, sein Haus sind wir.
Christ as the Son, he is faithful in his house and we are his house. If you hold fast the boldness and the hope to the end, we are his house.
Also der Herr reiste fort, verließ sein Haus und gab seinen Sklaven Vollmacht.
So the Lord, he left his house and he gave authority to his slaves. Do we have authority for everyone in his work? Do we all have our work? in the Lord's house? Do you all have work in the Lord's house? If not, then ask the Lord. Lord, I would like to serve you. Can't you use me somehow? With my friends, for example, or in the church, there are so many services to be done in the church during the conference, so many services. Cleaning service, kitchen service, everyone is needed and it's important. And as we serve, we can also gain the Lord. We can have fellowship. And serving together is also so precious. If we have to do everything together, then it's troublesome, tiresome. But together with others and in fellowship with the Lord, serving is beautiful. That's, of course, very clear during conference, but what is the situation in our daily life, in our church? Are we ready? Are we available? There is so much to do in the Lord's house. If you really want to serve the Lord, then ask the brothers whether there is something you can do. Or you may have, the Lord may give you a burden to do something. It's good for everyone to serve in the church life at his or her locality. And the watchman he commanded to watch.
In Matthäus 20, ne? Da sehen wir, der Herr sucht, heißt es, denn das Reich der Himmel ist gleich einem Menschen, einem Hausherr, der früh am Morgen ausging, um Arbeiter für seinen Weinberg zu
finden. It's also the parable of the vineyard. The landowner who went out in the morning to hire laborers for the vineyard. His people, that is his vineyard, and the Lord is looking for laborers. And he came early in the morning. Now it's not early in the morning for you young people. Early in the morning, that was
um die dritte Stunde, das war dann schon 9 Uhr, also ein bisschen später, und dann gab's
6 o'clock, and then 9 o'clock, noon time, and in the afternoon 3 p.m. and 11th hour.
Für den in der 11. Stunde, das war also 17 Uhr eigentlich.
11th hour, that was 5 p.m., 6 p.m. Sunset, so they had 1 hour to work. And the Lord also asked them, why you have been standing here idle all day? And they said to him, because no one hired us. And the Lord also, well, the Lord, it may be 5 p.m. and the Lord may ask you, why are you sitting at your mobile phone playing around with it for the whole day? That is what he would say to us today. Why are you playing idle if you don't know what to do? Why? Why do you play on your mobile phone for the whole day? And the Lord is looking for laborers.
Herr Jesus. Ja, der Herr sucht Arbeiter.
The Lord is looking for laborers and he needs you, young people. Ask the Lord. Ask him. Tell him, I would like to give myself to the Lord. I want to also to labor in the Lord's house. I want to do my part. The Lord needs every member. Do not be deceived or dumbfolded by the things of the world. Take the cross and just say, that's stop. I want to read your word. I want to go to the meeting right now.
Herr Jesus, der Herr braucht uns alle.
The Lord needs every one of us. He needs the laborers in his vineyard. Even in the last hour, he was still looking for laborers. He did not have enough laborers. There are never enough. There is so much work to do in the Lord's house.
Markus 13. Und dann gibt es Türhüter. Wenn wir hier zur Konferenz kommen, dann sehen wir hier schon beim Reinkommen Türhüter.
Schön. And there are also the watchmen standing at the door. It's good to be welcomed by the watchmen.
Was nicht in das Haus gehört, dass das draußen bleibt, ne?
But they also watch that what should not go in should remain outside. If some strange people show up, they have to be sent away. So we need some brothers who watch and avoid that anything unclean enters into the house.
In unserem eigenen Herzen sind wir auch Türhüter.
But we are also the watchmen in our own heart. Let us be watchful about what enters into our heart. Do you realize, you young people, you have to watch over your heart. Watch out what you use to fill yourselves the whole day. So keep your heart pure for the Lord.
Herr Jesus, ja, er gebot, er solle wachen. Wir müssen wachen, ne?
We have to watch.
Jesus, in den Parallelstellen, zum Beispiel Matthäus 24.
In Matthew 24.
Ja, vielleicht vorher noch, auch noch mal die Gemeinde in Sardes, in Offenbarung 3.
Or before Revelation 3.
Da sagt der Herr auch, Vers 2, werde wach und stärke das Übrige.
The Lord speaking to the church in Sardis. They have to watch and strengthen the others. That means we have to speak what the Lord has given us. We bring it into the Lord's house and we are all encouraged. We are built up.
Und werde wach und stärke das Übrige, das am Sterben war, denn ich habe deine Werke nicht vollendet gefunden von meinem Gott.
Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that they are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God.
And
if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come. Matthew
24.
Das
sollt ihr aber wissen, wenn der Hausherr wüsste, in welcher Nachtwache der Dieb kommt, so würde er wachen und nicht.
23.
Herr Jesus, also der Herr kommt wie ein Dieb.
So we should watch, like a watchman. If he knew when the thief comes, he would watch and not let him break into the house.
Er wird kommen und er wird schauen, wer ist reif, wer ist so.
The Lord will come to see who is mature, whom he can take with him.
Wen kann ich mitnehmen?
Whom he can take
zu mir? Wen kann ich nehmen?
Rapture to him.
Dann für das Hochzeitsfest, ne?
For the wedding feast.
Heißt Vers 40, dann werden zwei auf dem Felde sein, einer wird mitgenommen und einer wird zurückgelassen. Zwei werden auf der Mühle mahlen, eine wird mitgenommen und eine wird zurückgelassen.
Darum two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. And two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. If we are ready, the Lord can take us. If not, then not.
Ja. Ja, so müssen wir wachen. Wir müssen bereit sein. Wir müssen uns ausstrecken.
We have to watch and be ready.
Und ja, wir haben eigentlich eine wunderbare Zukunft.
We have a bright future.
Ja, er möchte uns umwandeln.
The Lord, he wants to transform us.
Einerseits, wir sind wiedergeboren im Geist.
We are born again in spirit, but he wants to transform our soul.
Wir alle, die wir die Schönheit des Herrn schauen, ne, werden umgewandelt durch seinen Geist von Herrlichkeit zu Herrlichkeit. Unsere Seele muss umgewandelt werden.
We will all be transformed in our soul, and when the Lord returns, our body will also be transformed.
In 1. Korinther 15, beziehungsweise vielleicht vorher Philipper noch, da heißt es, der den Leib unserer Niedrigkeit umwandelt.
In Philippians, Paul says he will transform our body to make it like the body of his glory, according to the working of him who can subject all things. He can transform our fallen body when he returns.
Jesus. Da heißt es, Vers 42 zum Beispiel, so ist auch die Auferstehung der Toten. Es wird gesät in Verwesung.
And this is also the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body and it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body.
Für die, die
raised in glory.
Dann zu einem gewissen Zeitpunkt dann kommt.
That is concerns those who have already passed away. And when the Lord will come, verse 50, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We all shall not sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. The trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. That means we will be given a resurrection body, not an earthly body, but a heavenly body, an incorruptible body. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So then shall be fulfilled what is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
The
last trumpet
in der großen Trübsal, kann man sagen, ne? Die letzte Posaune
ist,
und da heißt auch schon, dass das Reich
towards
unseres Herrn anfängt.
The end, before the Lord returns, before his kingdom comes.
Wir haben heute Morgen gehört, dass es
that is the time of the resurrection. There is already a prior resurrection and then a great resurrection.
Wahrscheinlich auch eben. Wir sehen ja die klugen und die törichten Jungfrauen, die sind ja auch eingeschlafen, das heißt gestorben. Das heißt auch um Mitternacht aber.
The wise and the foolish virgins, they were sleeping, that means they had died, but at midnight, in the middle of the night, they were resurrected when the Lord came. And then they had to prepare for the rapture.
Jetzt möchte ich nochmal zurückkommen zu Markus 13. Denn Vers 35, dann heißt, so wacht nun, denn ihr wisst nicht, wann der Herr des Hauses kommt.
Mark 13:35.
Oder um den Hahnschrei oder am Morgen. Herr Jesus, hier vergleicht der Herr.
So watch. Therefore, because you do not know when the master of the house is coming in the evening, at midnight, or the coming or the crowing of the rooster. lest, certainly he find you sleeping. The Lord here mentions four moments, the evening, midnight, crowing of the rooster, or in the morning. Some think that these were the designation for the night watches they used to have at that time.
Bei Tagesanbruch oder bei Sonnenaufgang. Entschuldigung. Bei Tagesanbruch oder bei
the
Sonnenaufgang. Ne?
Crowing of the rooster means when, oh no, in the morning, me in the morning, that refers to the sunrise and that refers to the Lord's return.
Das heißt, es gleich nach der Trübsal, Vers 29, wird die Sonne verfinstert werden und so weiter. Dann weiter in 30 und dann wird das Zeichen des Menschensohnes am Himmel erscheinen. Dann werden alle Stämme des Landes wehklagen und werden den Sohn des Menschen kommen.
When the sun comes, the tribes of the earth shall mourn and they will see the Son of Man come with power and great glory. When he has built up Zion, he will come in great glory, visible for all people. The people of Israel, they will see him and weep.
Vers 7, er kommt mit den Wolken und jedes Auge wird ihn sehen, auch die ihn durchbohrt haben.
He will come on a cloud and all the eyes will see him and all the tribes of the land shall mourn for his sake. So that is the sunrise.
Dann gibt es einen Zeitpunkt beim Hahnschrei. Ich denke, es sind mehr diese Wechsel dieser Nachtwache, ne? Also Mitternacht, das ist dann zwischen zweiter und dritter Nachtwache, ne? Seit unmittelbar nach der
midnight might be between the second and third night watch. That could be the moment of the resurrection of a great number. In Revelation 7 we see a great multitude. They come out of the great tribulation. They were also dressed in white garments. They came out of the great tribulation. And they will no longer suffer.
Aber so wie es eine und wahrscheinlich noch beim Hahnenschrei auch noch mal eine. Weil es gibt dann, die Bibel sagt ja auch noch, bei Offenbarung 16, sagt der Herr nochmal, bei der
so there may be different raptures, moments of rapture, even at the sixth bow, the Lord again reminds that he is coming like a thief.
Offenbarung 16, Vers 15, siehe, ich komme wie ein Dieb. Und da sammeln sie sich schon für diese Schlacht. Am Ende dann, siehe, ich komme wie ein Dieb. Selig ist, wer wacht und seine Kleider bewahrt, damit er nicht nackt umhergeht und man nicht seine Schande sieht.
16.
Lob den Herrn. Wir selber haben es auch ein Stück weit
getan. Again, it says he is coming like a thief.
Hier,
and so,
der früheste Zeitpunkt, der hier genannt wird, in Mark 13,
the earliest moment that is named in Mark 3 is the evening.
Und der Abend, wenn man andere Stellen vergleicht, geht eigentlich los auch mit Sonnenuntergang.
And that is the sunset.
Markus 13, muss ich gerade nochmal aufschlagen. Herr Jesus, ja, so wacht nun. Denn ihr wisst nicht, wann der Herr des Hauses kommt, ob am Abend.
Watch therefore, because you don't know when the Master comes, whether it is in the evening, midnight, or at the crowing of the rooster. There is a prior rapture in the evening. The first fruit.
Und die wird eben vor dieser großen Trübsal sein.
and that will be before the Great Tribulation. And it's also up to us. The first fruit. First mature. First fruit is just a small part of a harvest. After the first fruit, there is the harvest. There are further harvests. And it is due to our participation, whether we are mature at an early age, early stage, or only at a later stage, then I might probably have to go through part of tribulation. But the Lord is merciful, and I'm sure He wants to save many Christians and make them overcomers and make them enter the wedding.
Was wir auch heute Abend, heute Morgen gehört haben, was der Herr Philadelphia verheißt. Ne? Und für mich ist eben Philadelphia so eine große Stadt.
Wonderful to see what Philadelphia is promised.
Weil bei beiden heißt es, sie haben den Namen des Gottes und auch den Namen des Lammes.
To Philadelphia, it says that the overcomers, they have the name, God's name and the Lamb's name written on their foreheads. And the promise to Philadelphia is in Revelation 3.
Was wir heute Morgen ja auch schon hatten. Weil du das Wort von meinem Aussagen bewahrt hast, will auch ich dich bewahren vor der Stunde der Prüfung, die über die ganze bewohnte Erde kommen wird, um die zu prüfen, die auf der Erde wohnen.
Because you have kept my word, I will also keep you from the hour of the trial that will come on the whole earth.
Das ist sogar eine korporative Verheißung.
And
ja, für uns alle gemeinsam zu überwinden. Und das ist die Erstlingsfrucht.
Hold fast. That no one may take your ground. As you have seen this morning, that is the whole church. We can, as a whole church, receive a reward. Are we going to mature soon in this time? Do we gain the Lord? Do we gain the Lord?
Wird noch Dinge erfahren. Zum Beispiel die sechste Siegel, bin ich überzeugt. Das ist auch schon eine schwierige Situation. Gewinnen wir den Herrn, um reich zu sein?
Do we gain the Lord in order to mature early?
Der Wechsel zwischen erster und zweiter Nachtwache, also ein Stückchen von dieser Endzeit wird auch die Erstlingsfrucht bestimmt erfahren. Ja, der Herr muss ja auch wirken, dass wir ein wirkliches Verlangen haben, dass er beikommt, dass er ein Ende macht mit diesem Zeitalter.
The Lord has to work in us so that we strive to mature and not think, well, we are fine, we can just live pleasantly, traveling around.
Der Herr hat uns ja die Natur gegeben, er hat uns ja wunderbar, aber wir sollten die Sache des Herrn im Auge behalten.
We should never lose sight of the Lord's interest, even though we may enjoy nature. We should be watch and keep our heart. What about our heart? Can the Lord really make us mature at an early stage? Is it possible that He can come and reap us? Are we among the first fruits? That is up to us.
Aber hier in der Gemeinde haben wir beste Voraussetzungen, möchte ich sagen.
Here in the church we have the best conditions.
Philadelphia, wir möchten Philadelphia sein und
we want to be Philadelphia and exercise loving one another, to take the Lord's love, to hold fast what the Lord has given us.
Wir haben wirklich viel vom Herrn empfangen. Schätzt ihr das wert, Geschwister?
We have received so much from the Lord. Do you appreciate it? And we want to hold it fast. And wait for the Lord's coming, that no one returns. Let's encourage each other in the coming, next coming future, and encourage each other for good works and help each other to mature and to be ready for the Lord's return.